Now, clearly, if Nicola Scott hadn't been poorly, she would have been here actually making a beeline for some of the awesome stands that we've actually got here with signature. Now, this is the question. Is it signature scones or is it signature scones?
I always say scones.
Nice. So see what you see, a couple of days ago, we were actually doing a piece with a scone company, and they were the Rolling Scone. It's very confusing. Anyway, moving on. A vast range of scenario here. We've got coconut and Belgian milk chocolate scones. We've got all butter. What is it about scones in particular that appeal to you, sir?
I think it's the versatility. Once you've actually got a correct, good base mixture, it's so versatile. There's so many different ways you can go with them, either sweet, savoury, traditional. As you can see, we've got some really speciality flavours on here as well.
And how long have you been actually... how long has Signature Scones been actually working?
We've been in business for four and a half years now. It's just myself and my wife who actually currently make them. My wife's the baker and I'm the seller. And it's been very, very enjoyable for 4.5 years.
Have you travelled far to get to the show this time round?
I have. I'm an interloper. We're actually from Lancashire.
It's all good. I'm a Manchester City supporting boy, so, you know, it's all good.
But, yeah, we've come across, and I think scones are universal within this country. They'll go anywhere as long as it's a good scone.
Whatever the pronunciation, scones, it's all part and parcel of the thing. Do you have a favourite yourself in terms of? You strike me as possibly being a caramelised pecan and Belgian white chocolate scone person.
So you must be a mind reader. I was actually going to say that one myself. We caramelise the pecans in brown sugar. Then we rough chop them, add them in, and then that white chocolate just takes it to another level. It's such a good flavour combination.
Now, you've clearly whetted our listeners' appetite from this perspective. Is there a website that people can actually access Signature Scones on as yet?
There is. It's www.signaturescones.co.uk.
And will we be seeing you again in the north at future shows?
Yes, I'm at Harrogate, and the next show we'll be at, which is next week, is the Great British Food Festival over at Hardwick Hall.
Well, I wish you good luck, not that you need luck, because the quality is in the product. You've got even preserves as well. It's been a pleasure meeting you, and hopefully we'll speak again soon.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Now, when wandering through the joys of the food fair here, and you're approached by a fine soul who says, would you like a free sample, you know, a free bag? Instantly, I'm saying, okay, let's negotiate. I'll take the free bag if we actually go into a whole notion of an interview for Henderson's Relish. And we're now speaking to...
Steve Mackin.
Steve, talk to us about this delightful product, which is Henderson's Relish, the spicy Yorkshire sauce.
Yeah, it's a great Sheffield delicacy, says a Glaswegian.
I detected a slight Scottish. It's okay. We were doing an interview here earlier with Kevok Plants, who are kind of southerners based up in Edinburgh. So I feel as though it's the exchange. It's keeping Britain together for a wee while, at least.
Absolutely. I'm firmly behind keeping Britain together. I feel as if I'm a proper Yorkshire lad now. I've been in Sheffield for about 16 years, so Hendel's is well known to me. I love the stuff.
And in terms of the actual thing, I mean, I noticed you've actually got the Henderson's Relish cookbook there, great recipes with all the spice and flavour of Hendo's. I mean, clearly this is like a number one tasty relish.
Absolutely, the number one. It's I wouldn't use anything else now. There's no other brand for me that I would prefer to put my Henderson's Relish on my chips.
I'm really impressed with the corporate nature you've got here, because not only have we got the brand itself, we've got the cookbooks, we've also got the t-shirts, we've got the polo jumpers, we've got you've basically covered, you've even got the carrier bags as well.
Yes, we've gone for everything.
And talk to us about your glamorous assistants who are actually currently sort of offering free sample bottles to the world.
Well, I've got Lucy and Nicola, both students at Sheffield University, helping out. So again, firm favourites, Hendo's, well known to them and all the student population of Sheffield.
That's fantastic stuff. Web address for people who can sort of access details, presumably it's hendersonsrelish.com.
That is exactly what it is. Just there, you'll find all the information on how to use it, some nice recipes there as well, and all the famous fans who love Hendo's throughout the world.
Well, I mean, obviously the team would not sort of forgive me if I didn't actually avail myself of the free sample, but I've just got a quick shout here. Girls, how's it actually been for your experience from Sheffield University to Harrogate at the Great Yorkshire, the Springflower Show?
Brilliant.
Brilliant, and?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
So there we are, brilliant and really enjoyed it. Obviously the check that you've paid is spot on from that point of view. Genuine delight, folks, many thanks indeed. And amazing stuff, Henderson's. I'll endorse it as well.
Great stuff, thanks very much for your time.
Deliciously Yorkshire is a side of the North England Horticultural Show, which we're always impressed with. And I see we're now looking at the Rose Hip Company quality homemade products. And we're talking to?
Senka Vorkopić.
Talk to us a little bit about what we've got here with medium strength, aromatic dandelion, vegan honey, all sorts of wonderful things we've got here.
Yes, we got. We are a unique company and we are based in Wakefield. And everything is, products is natural, organically grown. And company is 4 years old. And we are, we got jam, rosehip jam in 3 flavors. For just rosehip jam, we got Grace Taste Award last year, and we got rosehip apple and blackberry for that one a couple of years ago. 4 years ago, we got bronze reward from Cumbria. And last year, we launched new products, is dandelion vegan honey that is based on dandelions, but also is texture of dandelion honey. That syrup is similar as honey that vegan people can use as a honey, because is 30 grams of dandelion heads is in the jar, and all goodness.
Absolutely. Now, I detect a slight, is it Polish or Ukrainian accent there?
Yeah, I am from Croatia.
Croatia, Eastern European, yes, but wrong country, never mind. So have you brought sort of thoughts from what happens in Croatia here, or is this something that you kind of just emerged in Britain?
Yeah, that is common in our country, but also my grandma and my mother, they used to make for us, and that is what I'm passing on my family, my children.
That's fantastic. And I see, obviously, you won the Bronze Award for the Marmalade Awards here from that point of view, so all is great from that point of view. Awarded to Senka Vojkovic. Sorry, Vojkovic.
Yes.
How has the show been going for yourself at Harrogate so far?
It's really good. It's really nice because, what I said is unique. But also people is triggered from past. They used to have rosehip syrup. We got rosehip coolie, similar syrup. And I am here more to educate people, younger generation, because they are not know that you can eat or have something from hedgerows.
Senka, it's been fantastic sharing some thoughts with your good self. The web address for the Rosehip Company, I presume, is therosehipcompany.co.uk.
Yes, it is.
And will you be present at the Great Yorkshire Show later on in the year?
Yes, I will be.
Well, hopefully we'll see you there.
See you, thank you.
When I see some of the stands that are present at the show, I'm very impressed with the quality of design and aspects that come through with this. And literally, there's something for every occasion and taste. And we're delighted now to meet a husband and wife team who are responsible for a whole range of things, including the joys of Betsy beautifully handmade baskets. We're speaking to
Sandra Gaunt
and
Andrew Gaunt.
There we are, Sandra and Andrew. It's like a game show. It's wonderful stuff. Sandra, talk to us a little bit about these wonderful stylistic, and I have to say, top of the range, almost Chelsea Flower Show range bags that you've actually put together today.
Oh, thank you. That's a real compliment. Well, I came up with the idea for the carrier bags to try and get something that was eco-friendly, and ended up going to Madagascar and working with the African families. And Betsy Baskets evolved from that idea, really, and it just...
And Andrew, when Sandra came up with this idea, did you think, I can't believe this, this is insane, where are we going to go? Or is, I mean, I noticed you, are you polishing the basket at present?
They're made from leather, so, basically, final finish to put them on the stand. That's my job, basically.
Polisher.
Chief bag polisher and van driver.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense for that point of view. Have you been to the Harrogate Spring Flower Show before, sir?
We have. We came last year. So we've obviously come back this year because we did really well in the Harrogate ladies and
visitors. I'm not surprised. Very stylistic and important. I think we should go to Lincolnshire Show and various other things from that perspective. And why Betsy as a name?
Because it's Betsy Baskets, got a nice rhyme, and also vintage. So I'm trying to go back to the 50s and a bit of a vintage name.
Not so much Bette Davis, more Betsy Davis.
Yeah.
quality stuff from that point of view. So will you be present at the Great Yorkshire Show later on in the year? I mean, I we've obviously got your stand emblazoned with the Tour de Yorkshire scenario, with, of course, classic Audus, Biriet and Iop. Apologies for the translation there. We'll sort of use subtitles for that side of things. But will you be present at the Great Yorkshire Show?
Not this year, no.
Okay. So, but autumn flower show, perhaps?
If we have time.
It's all go. Okay, so people listening to this who can't get to the flower show this particular year, is there an online presence that people can actually go to and say, I want that purple one. I want the one that Andrew's polished. I want the green one. How do people actually get in touch with yourself?
We've got a website, www.betsybaskets.co.uk.
And I mean, clearly you've got that wonderful thing about a successful business, getting to the shows, etc. Do you go further afield? Do you sort of head off to other parts of the country for various shows? Because I can see this being a wow, certainly in the Royal Highland Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and so on.
We haven't tried the Highland Show, but yes, we are considering that because it's a fairly new
watch
business,
the space, basically. Checking out the websites, and all sorts of things will be manifesting. Andrew and Sandra, a delight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Emily, George, Alice, Sophia, Alison, Claudia, Isabel, Fergus, Harley, Francesca, Sasha, Theo, Benjamin. No, it's not a roll call for Midweek Drivettes, but it is a range of just some of the names that we've got here on Little Folk. And we're delighted now to speak to a Little Folk coordinator whose name is...
My name's Rupert from Little Folk. My wife and I are the designers and makers of the Little Folk brand.
And as the name might suggest, this isn't necessarily for leprechauns or indeed fairies and elves and nymphs, etc. It's for small human beings, small adults, really.
That's right. We designed the range originally for our children when they were sort of 5 or 6 years old. And then we developed the range into a complete set of products for children with children's names and my wife's illustration. She's the clever one, she's the artist.
And they look very stunning, and we'll obviously point people in the direction of our facebook.com/Southside Broadcasting page to look at some of these wonderful things. We've got Stefan as well, we've got Theo, we've got Evie's. We don't have a Louis favourite thing as yet, so given the... I mean, I'm surprised we haven't quite turned out a Louis one. Presumably the craft is working on that basis.
Indeed, we'll have one for next week. We're at Badminton Horse Trials. And
well, then, you know, clearly...
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll have a visitation from... Visitation? We'll have a visit from Royalty to just have a look at our Louis personalised blankets and towels. And
Well, Julian Seaman, who actually, good few years since I spoke to Julian, because it's far too long since we were at Badminton, but I'm sure they'll give you a warm welcome on this basis, and this will be a wow thing. Obviously, from a slightly selfish point of view, I'm sad we don't have an Alex's little thing here, because, I mean, there's no Alex here whatsoever. Maybe I'm just no longer a little person, so never mind.
Well, Alex is quite a timeless name, so yes, we do them quite frequently, and of course Alex will do a very good half-price deal for you.
Oh, where are you? For folk who can't get to either this show or Badminton or various other things, is there a website that people can go to find out about Little Folk?
There is, thank you. The website is littlefolk.co.uk, and it's obviously available 24 hours, and our phone number is 01509 670 335, so you can also call us if you'd rather do that.
It's also worth noting that in the package, you pretty much get everything someone will actually need. You've got a towel, you've got a wonderful drinking bottle, you've got all the sort of things that are actually there. So, young location reporters, this would be essential in terms of actually keeping them up to speed. And is, as the late Douglas Adams once said, if you know where your towel is, then all's well with the world.
Well done, Douglas Adams. Thank you.
And as we begin to come to the end of our little audio promenade today, I'm once again impressed by the Plant Heritage Yorkshire Group Plant Fairs. And we're now about to speak to, from Plant Heritage, the wonderful Catherine.
Yes, I'm representing the Yorkshire Group of Plant Heritage. In Yorkshire, we've got about 38 national plant collections, which are held in private hands, and also the council have a number of collections as well.
And that's such a vital part of our heritage that, you know, clearly people think about, obviously, animals, and we've talked about the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, etc. But clearly from Plant Heritage, the National Council for the Conservation of Plants and Gardens, doing excellent work in terms of conserving literally our future.
Yes, that's exactly what we're doing. The danger is that we'll lose some vitally important plants. And so our members are doing their bit to save plants from extinction and conserving them for the future.
You've got your fabulous assistant here, Emma, also from Plant Heritage. Emma, is this your first North of England Horticultural Society flower show?
It is, yeah. This is the first time.
So how have you found the experience?
Fantastic, really. I mean, everybody else, seeing everybody with their exhibitions and getting to talk to everybody about plants, everyone has the same interest, and it's glorious to see.
And of course, more than that, I mean, we've just come out of the area, which is the food and gift sort of area, the craft stand. There's all sorts of things there. Catherine, have you been a regular at the NEHS shows beforehand?
This is about my third year. So, yeah.
Astounded we haven't met you before. Obviously, we brought you today. Looking at the sort of backdrop here for certainly Leeds City Council, in 1982, Leeds Parks and Countryside accepted an invitation from the newly formed National Council for Conservation of Plants and Gardens. So we're kind of looking at what, approaching 40 years as an organisation, presumably still thriving.
Yes, Leeds City Council has got their collections spread across a number of the parks around Wakefield, the Hollies and Golden Acre Park and Round A Park in Leeds. So, yes, they're growing and doing well every year.
And is there a natural connection with obviously some of the wonderful stately homes, the Harewood Houses and so on? Do they also take a proactive interest in terms of plants and so on?
Yes, a few of the organisations like National Trust, they hold collections at certain locations in Yorkshire.
Obviously, you've got Ripley Castle, that's one which I know the Inglebys are very connected with from that point of view, Lady Emma and so on, and of course there's stacks of great places in Yorkshire where I would think the plants would clearly sort of benefit from that point of view.
Yes, and if anybody's interested, just go on the website, Plant Heritage, and they'll be able to investigate the collections in their area and arrange to visit.
As I've frequently said, one of the joys of doing various location events, whether it's the Great Yorkshire Show, whether it's the joys of the Royal Highland Show or any of the things, is, as well as newbies, we every so often encounter folk who, we've already met at previous shows, but they are in a whole league of their own, a Premier League in many ways, and certainly one of the top of the toppest, when it comes to Premier League artists, has to be Kay Johns. And Kay, lo and behold, we last spoke when you were at the Lincolnshire Show, and here you are at the North of England Horticultural Society Spring Flower Show, although the weather's more like autumn.
Yes, it's certainly very cold, but it's very bright and lovely, lovely displays here. I've got a whole new collection to show everybody. I've got over 30 new images in different sizes, including one of my premier images, a hare, mother hare with her leverets that has an image in reflection in the eye of boxing hares, which is obviously how they get their little leverets.
It's just stylish but personified. I know Tessa Snart and probably Nicola Scott would be devastated if they couldn't actually be here today. Tessa hopefully will be with us for the Lincolnshire Show, but we never know. So is this your first experience of Harrogate? Because as I say, normally we used to see you in Harrogate things, but we haven't seen you here at Harrogate before. I mean, it's very north.
We do the Harrogate, the Great Yorkshire Show here, as we do the Lincoln Show, all the agricultural events, and Lincolnshire this year we actually gone up to a much bigger stand.
Rightly so, promotions.
No, this is our first flower show in Harrogate, and the customers have been absolutely delightful, despite the weather.
It's been a bit challenging, but as I said to show director Nick Smith earlier today, I think actually one of the joys about this, and Camilla Harrison said the same, is beauty of the Great Yorkshire Showground is, of course, lots of hard standing, lots of indoor exhibits, indoor here, etc. It really needs to be typhoon weather for you to actually sort of not to run.
Yes, we've prepared ourselves. We've actually put a wooden floor in, so we're up out of the water. And to be honest, we've actually seen the sun today.
So that's because we came along from Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio. We thought we'd put in a special request, really, Kay, for it from that point of view. Are you looking forward to the Lincolnshire Show this year? Because I know, speaking to the team there, they're already getting quite excited about their RAF-themed aspects they're going to have with Jane Southall and company working on that basis.
Lincolnshire Show, I absolutely love it. It's our home county. People are always so happy to be there. They make a big effort to attend the show. It's one not to miss.
And clearly, I didn't realise you were at the Great Yorkshire Show, because we'll be there as well as the Lincolnshire Show, so hopefully we'll connect with you there as well.
Absolutely. We're just behind the main arena on the footpath through to the members.
Finally, Kay, for people who are keen to actually follow you online on social media and so on, how can people get in touch with your good self, either via the web or Facebook or any other sort of system?
Yeah, we're the eventgallery.fineart.co.uk.
And it is the event gallery. There is no other. The event gallery.
The event gallery, yep.
We've returned to one of the main flower shows here, and we're looking at the University of Sheffield My Harvest scenario, with the University of Sheffield fully emblazoned here. And even though, obviously, my heart is always with the University of Lincoln, as Siren Radio is based at the University of Lincoln, Sheffield is a good place as well. Talk to us about My Harvest. We're speaking to
Marta
and
Binoy Sarkar.
Would you like to share with us Martha, you started off by saying, as I passed by, do you grow your own?
Yes, I grow. I have an allotment at home.
So what you've got here is clearly a wonderful way of actually growing our own food. A lovely sort of line here. Since my harvest launched in March 2017, over 800 growers have signed up to measure their harvests. They grow 59% organically, 41% non-organically. Most harvested crops were tomatoes, broad beans, potatoes, apples and so on. So far, growers have already submitted 10,000 harvests weighing 35 tonnes. This is a huge success story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And we are, in our research project, we are actually targeting to gather more and more data because this database is not absolute. So we want to collect nationwide data, like how much people grow of their own, because as you can already see that it is significant. It is contributing to the food consumption and food habit of people across the country.
In a world where we're constantly aware of challenges such as hyper-processed foods, foods which are kind of containing huge amounts of sugar and sugar being the new nicotine and all of that kind of things, is there something actually intrinsically good about growing your own food which not only creates independence but also, you know, is healthy and better for us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because most of this home gardening thing or allotment gardening things, we usually prefer not to use any chemical fertilizer. We don't use pesticides. So that's how we mostly depend on organic sources of nutrients. And as you know, the soil is a very critical thing. And soil quality, soil health is so important. So it's kind of, you can say, organic type of food that we are growing and eating for healthy life.
I was quite fascinated to find that you take a mineral like selenium, for instance, and British soil is woefully, woefully short of selenium, and that selenium in small quantities is such an essential part of good health and vitality and so on.
Yes, it is. And in terms of people's preference, like as you can see, most people, they want to become now vegetarian. They want to eat healthy food. So people are becoming very, very cautious about their health. So this is one of the ways. And city population is growing across the world. So and green spaces, we need more green spaces across the cities. So this is one way. And it keeps people happy as well. Because when you grow your own food and you find, oh, I'm eating my own grown potatoes tonight in my supper, so that gives a special kind of happiness.
Martha, do you agree? Does that give you a special kind of happiness as well, growing your own?
Yes, sure. It's a lot of work because I spend almost every weekend at my allotment. It's a lot of hard work for your physics, but at the end you get a lot of satisfaction at the end of the day when you see what you have done with a little piece of soil or of land.
And just in terms of our origins, which parts of the globe? I'm detecting a slight Eastern European accent, is that right?
I'm from Italy.
No, Italy, very nice. Like way off base on that sort of basis. Which part of Italy?
The north. The region is called Lombardia, near Milan, I suppose. People.
And are you a student at the University of Sheffield?
Yeah, I'm currently doing my PhD. So this is part of my PhD. And along with that, what we are doing is also taking soil sampling of the allotment to check the soil quality of it. And yeah.
All good. And in terms of finding out further information on data about the excellent work you're doing here on My Harvest, what's the website people can go to? Sort of find something there.
Here we have this website. This is called myharvest.org.uk. So here people can go and register if someone is doing growing their own vegetables in allotments or home garden. So this website, myharvest.org.uk, they can register and then they can upload the data. It's simple how much they grow. So after you harvest, you just weigh it and name the vegetables that you grow or fruits that you grow and give them mass. The weight of those harvests.
So that's straightforward and well worth developing. Now, Harvest obviously tied in with the Autumn Flower Show. Will you be back in Harrogate for the Autumn Flower Show with more details about My Harvest?
Yes, hopefully. Roscoe is another colleague who is here.
Hi, Roscoe. Your colleagues have been doing wonderful well here. They've coped with the media campaigns and demands in every sense of the word. How have you found the North of England Horticultural Society's Spring Flower Show?
It's been fantastic here. We came last year as well, and the response has been incredible. We had loads of people being really interested in the project, and I've noticed a massive peak in the sign-ups to our projects in a week's after the show, so it's obviously a very good place to come.
Well, as I say, in the spirit of intercollegiate, inter-university collaboration, and on behalf of the University of Lincoln, certainly the School of English and Journalism, which I'm part of, we salute you chaps, and long may you continue your excellent work here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.